Well, good Monday morning. I hope you had a great weekend. And today's title, I'm starting a new little mini-series called Three Reasons You Can't Stop Looking at Porn. I mean, you want to stop, right? No, really. I know you really, really want to stop. We've made promises. We've tried fresh starts on the new year. We've even gone forward in church and gotten down on our knees and begged God to help us to stop. However, like that dog that returns to its vomit, I find myself back watching online porn. What is the real problem? Is God deaf to my prayers? Am I not a Christian? Is God just tormenting me for my sexual impurity? Will I ever be able to stop? Because from my past, it looks like it's impossible. Porn addiction is an extremely complex issue, and there are no simple answers or cookie-cutter solutions. Most men fall into what I call the zap trap, praying that God would just heal them and that they would be able to stop without having to fight the fight of recovery. Could God do that? Well, sure. He can do anything. However, in working with hundreds of men over the past 13 years, I've learned that he rarely does an instant healing. So let's look at three main reasons why it's so hard to stop looking at porn. Reason number one, porn is highly addictive. Apart from the spiritual battle you're in by simply being a Christian, you're in a physical battle with a physical addiction. Literally, you have become a drug addict. The drugs you're addicted to are those that are released in your brain when you start to become sexually aroused. Those drugs are designed by God and are a wonderful part of His plan for a husband and wife to become bonded as one during times of sexual intimacy. They all have a distinct purpose and are marvelously effective. However, your brain doesn't differentiate between having sex with your wife or having sex with porn. The same drugs are released and have the same effect. Pleasure, focus, energy, release, and other things happen, which make having an orgasm one of the best things God has given to us. And we like it. We like it a lot. So we want it again and again and again. And with that experience, being able to be done in 5 minutes in a bathroom with your smartphone, we start using it more frequently. When we get stressed, when we get angry, when there are just problems from which we want to escape, we can easily get a fix that doesn't fix anything. Those drugs are dopamine, testosterone, norepinephrine, oxytocin, and serotonin. They flood our brains when we begin and we begin to feel good for a while. Then the shame and the fears return, and it's not long before we want another escape. Christians do not like it when I tell them that they're drug addicts, but that's the truth. Listen, the drug is between our ears. We don't need a pusher. We are basically free to use these things free of charge, and they're extremely effective. Now in our culture, we can access whatever things we want and get a quick fix within just a few minutes. Also, after using, we can walk out of wherever we've acted out, and we seem fine to everybody. There's no hangover. There's no alcohol on our breath. There's no stumbling around stoned. There's no place to need to find where we can sober up. No trace of what we have done unless you forget to delete your history. Studies have proven that sexual addiction impacts your brain in the same ways as drugs and alcohol. In fact, the same drugs are released in our brain whether we're looking at porn or doing drugs. All addictions, whether using drugs, alcohol, porn, food addiction, and gambling, in your brain, we experience the same things. And I quote from a paper I've read, quote, "The underlying defect reduced to its simplest description is damage to the braking system of the brain. The effect of these drugs impacts your brain's braking system, and what you end up with is, quote, impulsivity, compulsivity, emotional liability, and impaired judgment. Eventually, after repeating these actions many times over a period of years, it's become a powerful habit that we cannot break. Even the slightest sexual temptation sends us down the same path to seek another sexual fix. After a while, we do not even try to stop. And that's wouldn't do any good because you can try to put the brakes on, but you no longer have any brakes. And over the cliff you go into more sexual sin. Listen, to break free from this addiction takes a lot of work. And most men are not ready to fight that battle, especially due to reason number two, which we're going to look at tomorrow. But listen to me. I know the pain you're feeling. I know you're angry at God because of this addiction. However, is it really His fault? He's given us the ability to experience sexual oneness and intimacy with our spouse, and yet our world floods us with sexual temptation every day. We have made the choice to pursue it, and we have made ourselves addicted. God is really the only one who can help you find freedom within a community of other people. I'll go more on this tomorrow, but listen, God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. Be filled with the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Put on the full armor of God. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. God bless you. Have a great day. Goodbye.